The Buffalo Association of Black Journalists had Sharon Belton Cotman, Lamone Gibson, and Ulysses Wingo on stage, and write-in candidate Yvette Suarez had a table outside, pushing her chances. The seat opened when Majority Leader Damone Smith left to run a job training program. It will be filled by appointment next month and is on the September primary ballot. Questions covered a lot of city issues, especially the touchy relationship with the Buffalo Police Department. Belton Cotman says too many African Americans are ruled psychologically unfit to be cops.
If I remember right, in the fall, there was something on the news that said that the city of Buffalo had been court ordered to put more African Americans on their police on their staff. Who's monitoring it? What's going on? When I see cops pull over, I think about the Ku Klux Klan.
Lamone Gibson says he works with youth and is a peacemaker and trains future cops at the police academy to help them understand the people they will patrol.
I also had a best friend of mine apply, pass the test, got all the way to the psychological evaluation of the Buffalo Police Department, was told that he was psychologically unstable by the Buffalo Police Department, but is now a firefighter.
Wingo says from his work as youth minister, police respect communities which organize to protect themselves.
What we found out in our research and in our work is that streets who have active block clubs have fewer instances of crime, fewer instances of burglaries, thefts, violent crimes, gang-related activity, shots fired, because the people are looking out for the people. And the police respect the fact that you live in a neighborhood where the people are looking out for one another. Now, granted, there are commandos out here.
All three say police should be required to live in the city, something now required under the new PBA contract, which requires officers to live in the city for at least the first 7 years, and about half of the force lives in the city. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.